This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was an obituary in the Los Angeles Times this week for a businessman who took a small Southern California grocery chain and turned it into a national brand. John Shields was his name. Trader Joe's is the company. Shields ran Trader Joe's for more than a decade, 1988 to 2001, and in the process, he transformed his slice of the grocery store experience. Here's Nova Sappho.
I'll start this story with a confession. I'm biased. When I moved from Los Angeles to Chicago, I made sure my new apartment was within walking distance of a Trader Joe's.
They almost have a cult-like following.
David Livingston of DJL Research says as Trader Joe's has grown, it's charted a unique path.
They don't try to compete with the big chains. They grow very slow and methodically because they're very conservative financially and they're extremely cautious.
Those are values John Shields instilled in the company. But when he took over from Trader Joe's founder Joe Coulombe in 1988, he did reinvigorate the chain by investing heavily in its unique brand. John Springer is retail editor at the trade publication Supermarket News.
Much of what they sell is their own label stuff. You can't buy Trader Joe's brand tortilla chips in any store.
John Shields expanded from a couple dozen California locations to 174 branches across the country. In the last decade, the expansion has continued. There are now some 400 Trader Joe's stores.
Today, they're the kind of company that communities that don't have Trader Joe's have Facebook pages, you know, urging them to come, and there's a lot of excitement when they do come to a city.
After all, how many grocery chains do you know with their own fan-written song?
It's the apple juice that's addictive as crack. It's cilantro pizza. It's organic.
That song, by the way, has almost 1 million views on YouTube. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.